The following program is being broadcast on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. This show contains motivational language and may not be suitable for negative listeners.
My dreams. I've had enough of these annoying and distracting schemes. I'll choose my friends because apparently they're choosing me. The time is now to pay attention to my destiny.
From his humble studio in Orange County, California, comes a young songwriter with a dream, encouraging others to go after their dreams. Learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you, it's Strong Rider on the radio.
I had the blues, but I made it better, baby. And that's why I wrote this song. And now you can sing along.
My mind's made up to keep my head in the game as far as the pop music scene, because I've always been a fan of pop music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Today, tomorrow, actually it's today and tomorrow that I'm going to feature with my next guest, who I just interviewed. Her name is Kanisha Kay. You may have heard her before on my episode Get to Know Kanisha Kay. She's from Holland, Michigan. She's a pop singer-songwriter. And before we get to that interview, let me introduce myself. My name is Dean Olson, and I am the host of Strong Rider on the radio, helping songwriters keep musically fit, learning from the best in the business, and passing it along to you. As a singer-songwriter myself, I love to conduct my show this way because as I learn, you get to learn by listening to what I get to learn from all of these wonderful artists, songwriters, and musicians that I handpick because I feel that they have a positive message to convey over the radio. And I feel that Kanisha Kay fits that bill because she has the drive and energy of a young performer that should inspire us all. So let's get into that interview right now. It is Kanisha Kay on Strong Rider on the radio. I'm very happy to talk once again with pop music songstress Kanisha Kay, who hails from the small town of Holland, Michigan, but has the vocal chops and the attitude of an uptown power soul vocalist. And now for a couple years now, she has resonated quite well with hits such as My Another Day, Bring Me Home, I Found Love Just in Time for Christmas, and one of my favorites, I Got a Stupid Boyfriend. She's come back to talk some more with me about her music and her career, because above it all, she's just a nice young woman, and she could be on her way to diva status. Are you a diva, Kanisha Kay?
I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever be a diva. I don't really like that.
Yeah, but you do. But you are. You do have quite a presence, and I like the success that you're having. Could you tell me a little bit about some of those songs that I listed off there? How they've been doing on the charts?
Sure. Bring Me Home is still playing, and we stopped promoting it, but it's still staying on the charts. So that's really great. They did a dance remix off of that, and that's really starting to blow up on the dance scene and clubs and things like that. And I Got a Stupid Boyfriend won an HMMA award out in California for best pop single, so that was kind of here.
Yeah.
And that's definitely a fun song to win with.
It is. And you were out here in Hollywood to accept it?
Yes, I was.
I wish I could have come out. Sorry about that little call waiting going on there. Somebody should have told me. I would have come up to meet you so I could enjoy your success with you.
Yeah, that would have been great. Next time I come, I will make sure to make something happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be great to see. Have you done performing of these songs in front of audiences lately to promote it?
I did. I have an album release party coming up where I'll be doing a full set. I did earlier, like last year, I guess we'd call it now.
Yeah.
I did a lot of shows locally and in Grand Rapids, which is very close to me, which they have a great music and art scene, so that was great venues to play at.
Absolutely.
There.
Well, good. But you mentioned Bring Me Home, and it's being remixed. The original version sounded pretty good, but you had to remix it, huh?
Well, I think you know, we see that DJs are becoming very popular. And my dad's a very smart businessman, so he always looks for other ways to expand. So we were just thinking, like, well, let's throw out a dance mix and see how that does, because then we can be a part of that as well. Uh-huh. And it's surprisingly done extremely well. So he was very smart for thinking that way.
Good for him. Yeah, you talked about your parents last time. So your dad's really hitting the bricks for you, huh?
Definitely.
I mean, whatever you say.
the stuff that he comes up with and energy he puts into it, like, none of this would ever be possible or have ever happened. So I'm very lucky to have him on my team for sure.
I don't know if I said the right term. I think pounding the pavement was probably what I was trying to say. But he's
I didn't notice.
I was just fascinated. So it's a Razor and Guido remix. Is that I guess that's the DJ we're talking about, huh?
Yep.
Why is it important to enhance something that's already so good? I kind of know the answer, because these remixes aren't a new thing. They've been going on for years and years. Is it going to boost the presence of your song somehow, or, you know, to another audience?
Well, yeah, I think that, the first version, there was no problems. And like I said, it's still hanging on some radio stations. Even after the promotion has stopped, they still continue to play it. So I think that song did really great in itself. But I think that places like Vegas aren't like solely doing DJ shows now, and to have, you know, my voice in there and people want to know who it is, and, you know, that's just another group of people that we can reach. And I think that it already was kind of dance like so we just turned it up like 100 notches.
Yeah,
so it's really dance like now, and it's really fun. But they're really great readers. Guido and Razor are really great, so I was really lucky that they did that for me. And it's doing really, really well. Some major DJs are spinning on their radio show as well, so it's killing it.
Run beside me.
So I'm glad that you're excited about it, and I'm also fascinated with this trend of yours and other artists' music being put into rotation in retail and department store playlists. You know, like yours are being played in Kohl's and Victoria's Secret and Forever 21, and what else? Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yep, quite a bit.
These endorsements, how effective are they in getting your name out there? Are they back announcing your name so everybody in the store can hear that that's you?
I'm not really sure how they do it, but I know Forever 21 was one of the ones that has like a webpage just for their music, because people always want to know what the music is, because they hear new stuff in there, newer artists and things like that. So I know they're really big on promoting their music. I just think that it's good to have your music going on in commercial places, because I know there's been times where I'll go through a store and I'll be like, I wonder who that is, or is that so-and-so's new song that I haven't heard yet, or whatever. So I think I'm very lucky to have such major stores playing my music, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds really good. It's an alternative to just saying that, oh, I'm on iTunes, and so you're also hearing it, you know, because not everybody's hearing it on satellite radio or in their cars or whatever. So it's right. kind of nice that you're just walking around and there it is being played in the mall or in the marketplace. I think that's it must be a trend that's catching on, because I used to hear this stuff all the time in the past, but now it's become just the way artists are doing their stuff now. So
you
got to keep
Jen,
ahead of.
Is my branding manager, and she does a lot of stuff like that with placement ads and things. So she's new to my team in 2014. So she's really kicking butt, and She did all that stuff for me in a short period of time, so we're definitely really thrilled with what she's done for me.
And also your dad doing a lot of stuff. So how did he get so smart and so savvy as a businessman?
He actually owns a small construction company, so he's really good with numbers. He knows the business ways. I mean, the music business is definitely much different, but there are certain things just that I mean, he's just a very smart man. I mean, I don't know. It's annoying at times because he knows everything. But he picks up on things fast. He thinks outside the box. He's very aggressive and trying to get things done, you know, consistent with things. So, yeah, I just think that's kind of in his blood. And
great.
Like I said, he's done great in business other than the music industry. So it started there, and I'm lucky to have him, because I don't know many people, you know, parents that could just create a company for them, you know.
Good for you. Yeah. Is he still in construction and doing it full time?
Yep, he is. He owns the company and does that full time, and then he manages Daddy Rock.
Yeah.
With, you know, all the other time he has, which isn't much, but he manages to do both. And then he definitely helps manage me. I do have a manager, but he definitely steps in and helps a lot.
Good. Yeah. So great. couldn't be a better situation, I think.
No, it couldn't. I'm very blessed. I'll say that for sure.
So anyway, I'd love to just keep talking about your music. Hopefully we'll get to, you know, to visit again on the radio, or visit next time you're out here in L.A. I'd love to talk to you and maybe just do a sit-down interview. I think it'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So tell me a little bit about some of these causes you give your time to. I mean, for instance, there was something. How did you get involved with the Will Play for Food Foundation, and what did you do for them to raise money?
They contacted me through Facebook because they found my music page, and they saw that I was local. They're actually in Grand Rapids, which is 25-30 minutes from my home. So they contacted me and wondered if I wanted to do a concert for them. Basically, all the money from the concert that we raised would go towards their foundation, which feeds kids, hungry kids in America. So I did a concert for them, and that went great. I most recently started working with the Humane Society, the National Humane Society. So that's definitely 2015's charity by choice. I absolutely love animals, so that one's really exciting as well, because animals are my passion, and they're giving me a chance to, you know, use my talents for such an amazing cause.
That's good.
The big one this year is the Humane Society, and I'm really excited.
How did you get involved? Did you get involved with Humane Society of the United States first, or when you got into recording music, and what came first? That's what I'm asking.
The music came first. I've adopted a couple of my own pets, but as far as like on a big scale, we were talking about what kind of charity work I wanted to do, and animals was the obvious one for me. And so they started with, we talked to the Humane Society, and they said, well, there's a great small thing we'd like to see you do if you could do that first. It's not really small, but it was specific to my state. People were hunting wolves, and that's a big problem because they're going to go extinct. So there was actually a law that was just passed that that's not allowed anymore. So it's great we accomplished our goal. But I did start by, you know, doing that and putting stuff up on my web pages and things to try and make people aware of that because it is in my state, and hunting's huge here. So that was something we got it accomplished. It's not allowed, so that's great. And then I had a meeting in California with one of the people who runs the celebrity department, which I don't consider myself a celebrity at all, but yeah. He just kind of works with the people that want to use their talent and their music and things like that. And she was like, yeah, we definitely would like to partner with you. And I think this year we're going to have a lot of different things going on. We're still trying to figure out, you know, whether they're going to use a song or, you know, what I can do. But they definitely were interested in using me. So we're really excited. It means a lot to me that I can be on a national scale with them. So that's great.
Yeah, it's good to do something that you are passionate about in the first place. So it's more power to you.
Yeah.
Very happy. Well, I didn't have a lot of questions, but I'm, you know what? You answered, or you started answering before I could ask them, so that, you know, about the wolves. And I mean, you put that prominently on your site so that everybody knows that you're into animals and you have a passion for that and some of the charities. I think that's, you're on the right track. And that sometimes keeps you from being a diva, as I told you.
I don't think my parents would let me be a diva, so I don't think that will ever be a problem over in my house.
Maybe I don't know the meaning of the word. When I think of diva, I think of these impossible attitude brats that get out there and they think they're all that. I mean, is that kind of what you think that is? I don't want to ever put that on you.
I think that a diva, it depends on who you're talking about, I think, and the context of what you're talking about. Because I think a diva can be a good thing. A diva just means that you are very opinionated, you're very out there and forward with people, and you shine. But there's also people that I think that can be taken negatively, and I never want to be the negative diva, but I do like the word because I envision a very strong woman that's strong-willed, and I like that side of the diva, but
well,
some of the other parts I don't like.
Yeah, for instance, you said that you once said that you looked up to Alicia Keys. I don't consider her a diva. I think she's very talented, and you know, you get an attitude. You have to exude some confidence when you're, and I think that's what you're doing. So, yeah.
I have an attitude. You're correct. You don't need to be shy about it.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't, but I just wondered if you, before you know it, something could click and you could turn into, I don't know, I'm not going to name any names, Mariah Carey or, you know.
No. Yeah. No. See, that's the negative diva that I don't ever want to
Yeah. Because I think that there used to be a VH1 show, Divas, and you would have artists like Aretha Franklin come up there, or Patti LaBelle, or Whitney Houston, you know, and they all have that attitude, too, but, you know.
Those are positive divas.
Yeah, they're queens, you know. Mm-hmm. they deserve their crown, but.
Right.
But anyway, I just wanted to see, because I don't get to talk much with, you know, pop music makers, and I think that's, who were some of your contemporaries, some people you might be compared to?
That's tough.
You have your own sound, and I think that's really a good thing to have.
Right, and the new music I'm coming out with is going to be more of that. It's very sassy, it's got rock in it, it's very edgy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if I had to compare myself as far as what people would view me as, it'd be more of somebody like Pink.
Okay.
I think out of all the pop stars that people see her as sassy and can really sing her butt off, and the stuff I'm doing is much more complex, and I'm really using my pipes for the songs coming out.
So
I think I compare myself to.
So you also have to get a producer that'll match that attitude and that vocal style. That's great.
Yeah.
Good. So you were talking about an album release party or a CD release party. What is the album that you're going to be releasing?
It's actually going to be a single release, but I worked with Joe Volpis. He's an amazing producer. Him and I worked so amazing together. It's been the most enjoyable project I've gotten to do yet. And he actually worked, he's most known for working with Lady Gaga. He got her one of her first deals, and they still remain friends. So, I mean, he's extremely talented. He made me feel so comfortable. And we created a new sound for myself for this year, and I think it's really going to make its mark, and it's going to be closer to me as kind of like graduating into my sound, you know, because I've had a couple years to try different things out, but I think the sound that's going to be coming out with this new single is going to definitely stick around. So, I'm doing the single release party. It's kind of just a local thing that I'm doing here in my town, and I'm going to just put a concert on, and we're going to release the song.
Coming up, coming up, it's my another day. Coming up, coming up, my another day. Coming up, my another day. Never thought I'd be here after the hopeless tears, smiling. Oh, baby, ain't it something? Out of the dark of nothing, things can change. After believing that love was over me, it came all I ever need. I've been hurt, but I hurt no longer. Took a hit, but it made me stronger. Had me down, but it's not over yet.
Things in your town? Are you getting noticed? Are you still the same girl that grew up there? And
well, it's funny because people don't know I sing here.
Isn't that funny?
A crazy thing to say, yeah. Because people in Nigeria love my music and people in, you know, England love my music and they know who I am. But my own hometown, people don't even know that I'm a singer. And I think part of it is because I go by a stage name, So they don't know my stage name. And also, in high school, I wasn't really known for being a singer. I was a basketball player, so
right.
They didn't really know that that's what I chose to do after high school. So, no, people here have no idea, unless they're my friend on Facebook, And then they act confused. They come up to me like, oh, so, like, what's going on? And I'm like, that is a hard question to answer.
But at least you have a stage name that's a real name. I mean, Leslie, Kanisha's your middle name, right?
Yeah. Kanisha's my middle name, and my first name is Leslie, but we decided to go with Kanisha K. K is for my last name, Kasten.
Right.
We picked that for music because we just thought it was a little bit more sassy, and it is my name, so we just thought that that would be a little bit more memorable.
Not bad. Yeah, and out of respect, I don't call you Leslie because I don't know you. But I'm... Everybody's going
to
call
you. Both,
you answer to Kanisha.
Both.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, geez, Sting doesn't get, even his kids call him Sting for crying out loud. So it's like, who knows what's going on with all these stage names? But you got to have something catchy. Who knows if you call yourself Leslie Kasten? Who knows? Kanisha,
right.
Kanisha K exudes the confidence that that you should have on stage.
Yeah, it does. It's very sassy, and I definitely, it's kind of, like, weird because it's kind of two different people. When I'm home and I'm just being Leslie and myself,
yeah.
I'm different. When I'm, you know, Kanisha and I have meetings or I have performances, I take it very seriously, and I do make sure that I am Kanisha because, to me, Kanisha is a certain type of person. She's professional. She's sassy. She's, you know, rock and roll. She's... things are butt off, and she wants to give a good performance. So I am very happy that I can separate the two.
Well, I like all of you.
You know what I mean? Because it's kind of like when I'm at work, I'm Kanisha, and when I'm home, I'm Leslie, you know?
Yeah. I was saying, I like all of you, so thanks for sharing both. And you and I will definitely feature your music, and please let's talk again when things heat up for you. I don't want to lose touch with you as you climb that ladder and you become too big now.
Oh, that won't happen. I'm always open to talk.
Okay, well, listen, it was it's really great to talk with you again, Kanisha, and let me know when that when is the release party again?
The date that we're gonna have it locally is March 13th, but I think the single will be out before then.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
So tell the folks who are listening in, where can they get your music? Should they go to KanishaKMusic.com?
Yep, KanishaKMusic.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reverb Nation.
Uh-huh.
You can just Google my name and things will pop up.
They do. I looked you up and there you are. And you're getting more and more, they're making more and more articles about you. So I know that there's a lot of positive stuff going around about Kanisha K Music. Anyway, thanks a whole lot for talking with me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kanisha K, thanks.
For the latest on Kanisha K, visit KanishaKMusic.com. I'm Dean Olson, and thanks for listening. This is Strong Rider on the radio. We'll see you next Friday. Take care. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Strong Rider on the radio with your host, Dean Olson, on the Amazing Women and Men of Power, the world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International.